Same gangers. Then he called me yesterday. I did, boss. I did almost reach my.
You did almost what?
I did, boss. I don't.
Why is your?
I don't almost.
Why is your pigeon weird?
I did, boss. I don't almost reach work. Then he called me. I pick up. Prince, where are you? I'm almost at work. Okay. I just ate a Karan pop right now. I was like, come on.
I'm so
you know where? Where
are you? That is funny.
What are you saying, Daddy?
I don't like laughing.
You don't like I'm dying, guys.
Wait, how do you feel?
Help me with this cup, please.
What do you want me to do for you?
This first 1 minute.
Sit up, sit up. Yes?
He doesn't like you stuffy.
I got oversized 30.
Okay, so the general gist is that he's adding weight, and I'm happy.
Yes, because he was always skinny.
So now you walk around like you have shoulder pads because your arms can't touch your waist.
You can't touch the body.
Then don't fat up.
Come on, yeah. Bulky! Yes, bulky!
So watch that Maraca. It's sweet.
It's nice.
I want to learn that.
Without
subtitles. That's what you call it. Huh?
That girl fine.
Hey, wahala.
She's like,
I saw the girl that is. She's not my type.
She's not your type, why? In general, girls are not your type, but the girl is not that fine.
No, generally, girls are not my type.
Okay,
no,
nobody.
No, because that is asking me, you see, wow.
Normally.
Wow. I know, I mean, she is beautiful.
She is.
All right, guys, we've been talking a lot.
Hi guys, and welcome back to Zero Expectations Podcast. The only podcast that is run by two random siblings.
One independent architect,
and the other one is a full-time prostitute.
Let's know who is doing what.
You are the prostitute.
Okay,
obviously.
We leave that to the fans' expectations. Honestly. All right, guys.
Wait, I'm not a prostitute.
You know the statement.
Not anymore.
Okay. You know the statement.
You used to be.
I've quit.
There was a quit. Anyways, guys, wait.
Yes,
wait.
I found a
guys,
better job.
If you're listening to this on Google Podcasts, yeah. Android, and whatever, our motto is simply this.
If you had expectations, you wouldn't be here. Yeah, yeah.
It's been long since Nicole was here, so let's just freaking roll the intro.
Roll intro. Can I get this one?
All right, go on.
Roll intro. Roll
for
intro.
Some reason, the intro never rolled.
What's go punish you. Better roll the intro,
no,
please.
It just rolled.
Zero. Expectations Podcast.
Yeah.
Yay.
Roll intro.
Wow. Yeah. Zero.
Expectations Podcast.
Yeah.
Mikonko.
Yes, baby boo.
How you doing?
I'm good. It's been
ages, man.
It's after.
I know normally we always do this where we ask you questions and you talk about, oh, there's this new production coming up. Is that new? And it's just the same redundancy.
I'm a boring person. What can I say?
So today we're going to spice it up a little
Ooh,
bit.
Spice. I love spice.
Just first tell us what you've been going through.
What I've been going
what,
through.
What has been happening since the
nothing,
last time?
Nothing new. Same production.
Okay. Nobody cares anymore. Moving on.
Flash forward.
Because today I'm trying
what
to
else?
Tell you.
The only recent thing is I was served breakfast.
Okay.
Other than that.
We'll save that for later.
See it
in this podcast, blood.
Okay, I scratched.
Guys, this next no, I'm not scratching. It's there next week. You guys would hear the story of breakfast. This week is me giving Nicole tips and tricks. Nicole, if there's someone you want to date,
yeah,
what would you name them? Let's call them a name you're attracted to, and not Korean. Before it says Jun Park,
there's something like a Jun Park. First of all, that's racist as fuck.
It's
so,
not Miss. Quoting someone's name is not racism. Using negative stereotypes is racism.
Nigga, stop saying shit. Like,
I will
stop
explain
talking.
Something to you.
You know, please, okay, you watch Korean drama. You watch Korean drama. You know.
Korea. I'm racist. I'm black. I never did anything to race to Chinese.
Chinese? What are you saying?
I never did anything to Koreans. Wow. What do they call them? Korean?
Please, they're Asians. Just call them Asians if you don't want to be specific as to where they're
but
from.
But I'm specific about Jun Park.
Okay.
I'm not being racist.
Jun Park.
I feel
like
Jun Park is a Korean guy.
It's a Korean name.
Okay. Oh, they are Jun Park girls.
But I think it's like usually you say their last name first, so it would be.
You Park would know Jun, this.
And not Jun Park, because Park is like a last name.
Okay. Yeah, probably depressed at this point. Anyways, wow. Moving on forward. Name someone that you would say, "Wow, that's my boyfriend." A name that you would want your boyfriend to have.
The precious, lots of names. But let's go with Derek.
You want your boyfriend to be Derek? What tribe?
I just go with the name Derek.
What tribe?
Wait, does he have to be Nigerian?
Huh? Problem. You don't find American.
Okay, no, not necessarily.
Derek. Derek what? Surname?
Derek Williams.
Okay, sounds like an Ebony Life movie. Hi, my name is Derek Williams.
Oh my god. Oh yeah.
Is that, you see what I'm saying?
It's cringe.
Okay. If Derek Williams was just to come, let's give him life.
Yes, please.
Let the viewers picture Derek Williams.
Why are you so upset?
No. It's getting to weird place.
Yeah, talking with
you. So I'm preparing you, prepping. It's called prep. Oh, okay, Derek Williams. How tall is Derek Williams?
Oh, Derek is like really tall. Yeah. It's like maybe like 6'5".
6'5". Yeah. You want a lot from this guy. 6'5".
You asked me to create somebody.
Okay. Hey. 6'5". Okay. Yes. How tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
Okay, we'll give him 6'3".
Okay.
When you stand on your heels,
there's still space.
There's problem for him.
No. Okay. How many inch heels am I wearing?
You can't be 6'1". How are you 6'1"?
I'm 6'1".
They don't point you well. Now, so then they give 6 out to anybody.
Wow.
You're like 5'11".
Hey, Father, in the name of Jesus.
5'12".
Nigga, please. 5'20,000.
12 doesn't exist.
At most, I'm like 6 on the dot, but I'm 6'1".
But I see how they do at most. Any guy will talk at most. Babes, no go like him.
Priest,
I'm 5'3", at most.
How tall are you, Priest?
I'm 6'5".
What is the difference between me and you that you think I'm 4'9"?
I say this in all politeness. You're a fucking dog. Are you seeing the height difference between me and you?
Priest, that's what I'm saying. The height difference between me and you is not like that much.
You're
like
mad.
17 feet apart.
Inches is smaller than feet.
Priest. Are you hearing me? There's like 5 feet between two of us. Do you know 5 feet is?
You be dummy. I say inches. Inches. Please. If you're 5'11", and I'm 6, after 5'11" is what? Is 6.
Yes.
So it's like an inch to make it equivalent. You know, when you're equivalent.
Mm-hmm.
Is it equivalent? Yes, equivalent in...
Did you just put ING at the bottom equivalent? Daddy, you gave birth to an illiterate.
You know what I mean? It's an inch away from 1 inch from 5'11" is 6.
Yes.
Someone that's like a doctor now that is listening to this.
These
children
are dead. This is like.
Someone that has studied height all their life. They are listening to this.
They are losing IQ.
Prepping their spider to do. Oh, sniper. That's what I spider. Oh, I can't be on earth with this people.
A lot of dumb motherfuckers.
All right, this guy is 6'1".
No, you said he's
6'3". Miku, you're 5'9". That's what we've come. God okay. Go. Oh.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not shrinking.
You know,
right?
Our demographic is full with like 5'5" babes.
I know.
The person listening to this now is probably 5'2".
The person, I believe people.
Oh, I'm talking to one direct person. 5'2".
Do you know this person?
The person is short. No, to be honest, I'm just trying to... Normally, there's a banter I do where I attack just one single person. I don't know who it is. Whoever feels in the box will feel offended. Anyways. Uh-huh. All right, it's 6'3".
Okay. Hi, Derek.
You are 5'12".
Chris, I'm not 5'2". Right. I don't think there's anything like 5'12".
If I say this 5, they give you trauma.
6, yes.
Okay, you are 6.
Don't give me...
6 on the dot.
Yeah.
5'12". Anyways.
Oh, my God.
All right. Derek... fits in your criteria. Packs for days. He has packs on his neck.
I'm not gonna,
packs
yeah,
on
I mean,
his forehead.
Okay.
His eyes, if you squint
but please,
a little
Derek
bit,
is not skinny. I don't want skinny.
He's buffed. He's so buffed. There's problem. He's
I'm happy.
Okay, okay. There's actual medical problems with him. And yeah, ooh.
No, it's not. I think it's this.
Ooh. You're going to the hospital today.
I thought you meant like he's so buff. I thought you meant he's so buff.
Right on the edge of life and death.
He can nearly touch it.
they shouldn't be beginning, but they are. Damn, man.
I thought you meant like he's so buff. He's trouble. Like, you know, like girls are rushing after him. I didn't know you meant like medically.
And then Derek comes in. Hello, baby.
Ooh, hi, Derek.
Okay. I want us to take a blood oath.
A what?
A blood oath to signify our seriousness in this relationship.
Why do you gotta be a blood oath?
What would you say?
I'm not taking
Derek
no blood oath.
Derek is the man of your dreams.
I fuck him, man. Okay. I'm not doing any blood covenant.
It's not easy.
Please, I'm
what will it take for you to do blood oath?
Nothing. I'm not doing a blood oath.
You're not listening to me.
You are not listening to me.
No one cares about your opinion, honestly.
But you're asking me. This is me and Derek's
story.
Okay,
we care about your opinion, but... continue with this. What will it take for you to do a blood oath?
What would it take for you to do a blood oath?
Let her just be pretty. My 10th blood oath.
Oh my God. You've done how many?
10.
Where are these women?
They are dead. You know how blood oaths works, right?
No.
The person that on bloods, like in terms
the
of...
oaths.
Yes.
Dies.
Dies, yes.
So, who initiated this blood oath? You, Abby?
Mostly them.
Chris, it was you. We have to trap someone's child.
No, but wouldn't you want a blood
oath? No, I don't want a blood oath.
Okay. Why? What are your fears?
I don't want one.
Is it because you are scared? It's stereotype. What do you believe?
Prince, oh, God, your past 10 girlfriends are dead.
So? I want a blood oath to signify how serious we are.
I think the word you're looking for is solidify, not signify. You can just signify that your relationship by raising up your hand.
Okay.
But solidify.
How do you know something is solidified? Is it not when they signify it by everyone?
Stop, I'm losing IQ points.
That relationship is solidified. How did we know? We saw them. So they signified it. So signify is all that matters. You think you're smarter than me? Babe, I get brain too.
You're saying no. You have a dumbass brain. Stupid brain.
The only issue is that you're not open-minded. That's what's stopping you from progressing. Blood oath time. So if you want to do blood oath, where would you take the blood from? Because normally I think it's like fist pump. Not fist pump. No, that would be unromantic.
What are you talking about?
They put the knife in the middle of their hand
And
slice it like a Nollywood movie. And they squeeze their hand, the blood comes out in.
Inside
the girl drinks
shallot.
It.
They pour it in the
girl brings his own, he drinks it, then they give themselves a bro handshake. From this day henceforth. I had one shake before. Just stylish. They are wounded. At this point, nothing matters. It's pain anyway. From this day henceforth, the guy repeats it. We are bounded by blood. The guy is like, yes, we are. Then love continues. Why do you think relationship crumbles?
Because they all no longer love each other and the blood.
There are no stakes.
There's nothing.
What's a bigger stake than dying? Imagine going home. I know my boyfriend won't cheat. Wow, you have faith in him. No. It's in his best interest.
Because if he does, that nigga gonna die.
You see? It makes sense.
When
and
there's
if
a lot
he
that speak.
Actually knew he was going to die and he still slept with someone else, hey.
It's not love.
He deserves it.
What the hell?
What? Why didn't they do blood oath?
I don't need to do a blood oath.
So Derek, the man of your dream.
Yes.
You say no to him.
And I love him for him.
Okay.
We're going to continue our relationship without the blood oath.
That's why you're single now.
Wow. I'm with Derek.
You know, Derek needs this blood oath.
I'm with Derek Williams. He's all mine. He promised me love.
No problem. Another ideology.
Hope it's not blood oath.
It's not blood. It has nothing to do with blood this time.
Thank you.
What if...
when you start talking and I see your stupid
Derek is back in the picture again. 10 years later, Derek is like, hey Nicole.
Hey Derek.
10 years ago I was on something.
Yeah.
I took steroids to get muscles.
No wonder you
That's why I looked so charred and I was going to the hospital every time. But now I want to change it. I want us to be more serious.
Okay. I'm ready for that. Yeah. If I'm single.
Our parents have to do blood oath.
Oh my God, Derek. This is something wrong with our timing, you know?
It's not what, no.
Why would my parents do
blood? If I had said siblings now, you'd be like, okay.
Yeah, take me.
Please give me your blood for a second.
I just need your blood for a bit. A little bit of blood.
Because do you think you would ever do anything for money? I feel that question like an like idiot. That. I phrased it with no ending. It made no sense. Would you ever do anything for money?
I mean, I would work for money.
What's one thing you did for money and you regretted?
You can't ask me that.
What have you done for money?
We've established that
We've been calling your show as per joke.
Of course.
We did not know you were doing it for real.
I didn't do it.
D1!
Please don't call that.
Tell him something serious.
I didn't do it.
D1.
Oh, my day.
D1. OG. Can I help you? Follow me talk like I'm an intruder.
You be intruder. I don't understand. You still don't get it.
Nico, what's going on with you?
OG two-timer. I'm good.
What's something? What me my like online now is that shade. Why me knee?
My teeth together. We'll have light.
I have two favorite memes. I be videos, reels that
do
I
want,
like. Nico, I like that. That Igbo version of loving you is a losing game. Oh, I know.
D1.
Oh, I know. I like that one.
Is there
and
any...
then I like that S Nico to the wants... I to the M
Wait,
to the P.
Nico, chill now. Nico has a boyfriend called Derek.
I have a boyfriend called Derek Williams.
And he wants a blood oath.
Dear London.
No.
Which one is you again?
Is Yoruba?
No.
His name is Omotoshan, but he doesn't tell people that part of his name.
No, Daddy, no.
D1, you don't want her to do a blood oath.
Shall we send me and your mom do blood
oath? I never said that. Wait. Hey, no friends I'm like, say, they go around saying this blood oath. When did I say that? Do you guys do blood oath?
Yes.
That's why you're not there with woman now. Nah.
You know, you guys really do blood.
You know what is us?
You did. Shit.
Nah, lie. This one doesn't fly.
I reflect with 18-year-old girl. Even when I know her,
she was 18.
She wasn't 20 now.
She was 18 when you met mommy.
So you can't do blood oaths with an 18-year-old. Wow,
she wanted guarantee.
She wanted assurance.
Assurance. Yes.
So you guys gotta do blood oaths.
Will not mess with me. I don't have time for shit.
What?
Say I'm shit or blood oath? One, no problem.
Excuse me.
So what do we do now?
Blood oath.
How you won't take on blood oath?
Not die. No, nothing go happen.
Dead yet?
If I left
go,
her,
go follow my talk.
Yes.
Yo, my dad did a blood oath with my mom, y'all.
What? When one partner dies.
And who gave you the manual?
Terms and conditions apply, yo.
I made this off as a joke.
Yo, I can't believe that he did.
Nah, I don't think he did. He's always just trolling.
Listen.
He's trolling.
When a partner dies, there's nothing you do. Not be you killer.
Okay.
Everything is passed.
They convince me on the oath.
Go somewhere. No person go tell
me. They convince me on the oath.
To die. No go
care. Matt, you go full and talk. Wait, it's how did I take drum?
Hey, you cut your
cut
thumb.
Hand.
You prick him. We need to put down. He said, any man amongst us who disappoint each other.
Hey, she don't trick you. Say that any man, you go continue.
And you suck the blood.
Suck.
Hey!
It's not a good thing to do, though.
Ah.
go stick there.
Daddy, Daddy never see light in this house for a very long time. That's paranoid.
Go there, they wait for it. No, they say, when they tell me, say, do me medicine. Why they get money in her pack or give her? Why they wait for her? People say, I leave her now. She don't leave. How many times? 3 times. They leave, finish. She no go fit find somebody too. You know, they say,
Nico is...
I'm baffled.
Nico is baffled. This took a turn
for something else.
But that's why they call it zero expectations, guys. Because if you had expectations...
The weird thing is, actually, he's serious. It's not like we're just chatting shit. Daddy, are you serious? Are you serious about the... Hello?
On the record.
I don't think he is. I choose not to believe he is. And if he is, they were in love, I guess. So now Derek is back.
Oh, God.
I thought you said
I think I'm done with Derek, to be honest. Like, I'm really not feeling his vibe. First off, his timing is wrong.
Right, he always comes every 10 years.
And he keeps asking for blood oath.
When is ready?
I'm not doing that. Derek, you know, I'm like, now. You know, I'm an independent woman and I know my worth and I know what I'm just chatting shit, to be honest. Like, but, like, Derek can't be using me to do back and forth. You know what I mean? Like, my heart is fragile and stuff.
I like that I said fragile.
Fragile.
Okay, I think this was a lot in terms of one podcast. I should end it here. Mm-hmm. Guys, if you enjoyed...
Thank you so much.
I don't know what happened to
you. You froze.
Guys, if you enjoyed the podcast...
Wow.
Please leave a like on it. Rate it.
Leave a comment. We see comments.
I've not seen in a very long time, but please leave it on iTunes.
Why?
Why
are they not...
They don't give to them.
Oh.
They don't give a rat's ass. Oh, my accent is mad.
You stupid accent.
I'm bumping, Nico. I don't know anything that come on for my body.
Choke and die.
Okay. That's why you're single. Anyways, guys, if you listen to this podcast, next podcast is going to be Nicole talking about her love life. We're going to record it maybe today or tomorrow, depending on when life tells us to. But yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
My name is Nicole.
My name is Samuel Obasimbong.
Are you just listening to Zero Expectation?
Bye. I like that girl.
I swear.
It makes you want to get married with Derek. I like that he's more serious.